Welcome back. Let's talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. Ash and I want to talk about the black tax. Yes, indeed. Black as in black and tax as in TX. What exactly is it? Well, it is a part of your disposable income that goes to offsetting bills from parents, siblings, friends, and even extended family members. So what this means is you have made it or are making it. You're out of school, you've gotten a job, there's a little money coming. There is an expectation, maybe even obligation, that you support your family. So if you have younger ones, let's say you're the firstborn, you would help to raise them. You would send some money back home to mama and papa. So that tax, because you're paying tax, is called black tax. That's one of the many expressions used. Why is this important, or why does it continue to happen? Because it's a tradition. We're raised to be communal, and lifting family members is tradition. Because in Africa, and indeed Nigeria, it doesn't make sense that you have a wealthy family member and others cannot find what to eat. So somehow, you have to support. There are people who, if their phone rings and it's their younger sister, they already know. This girl don't come again. Because even though you're not owing her, there is an obligation that when she's broke or when there's need for something, you can call brother. So whoever makes it out first, whoever starts making money, whoever gets comfortable, would have to start sending money home, would have to help others stand on their feet. Now, is it compulsory to pay this tax? Are you under obligation to do it? Must you raise your younger siblings? Your parents had as many kids as they could. 7, 9. You're the first, second, or third. You've gone out to make something of yourself. Must you help to raise your younger siblings? Are you the one that told your parents to have so many kids that they cannot take care of? There are too many questions. But guess the man with the answers.
Good evening,
Ash.
Good evening, Sam.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Are you under obligation to raise your younger siblings?
Yeah, on the surface, right? The answer would be no.
Okay.
But if you really think about it, yes. The question now is, how are you supposed to contribute to raising them?
Okay.
Could you contribute financially?
Mm-hmm.
Could you contribute by providing some other type of resource to them? Right? So many times we don't think in those lines. So when we hear you're supposed to contribute to raising your siblings, you feel like I have to bring money. But if you think about it in other ways, I mean, you're where you are because some people made some sort of contribution, right? If they decided to eliminate themselves from that process, then you probably would not have made as much progress as you have. So you are obligated to contribute.
Okay.
But you're supposed to contribute based on what you have at your disposal. Because what you're talking about is interesting, that black taxing is part of our reality.
Mm.
Because away from the fact that based on where you are, it can stunt your growth, it can bring stress and pressure as well.
Yeah, definitely. It does bring stress and pressure.
But it's not a subject that you can talk about without some sort of understanding and empathy. Right? Mm. Knowing that you also came through a process. Right? And if everybody decided that, you know what? All man for himself. You know? There are times when you look at your life and you think of the school that you went to. Right? And for a moment, you're thinking to yourself, what if they decided that, you know, we have more things to tend to. Let him go to a local boys' university.
Yeah. Guess what's happening? I'm Googling a local boys.
There's nothing like that.
Are you sure? Go ahead, Ashley, while I Google.
Let Google be the judge. There's let it answer. Like that.
Okay.
In a way, it can be interpreted as you know, what's the word? Appealing to your emotion.
Hmm.
But the truth is, you need to consciously have that consideration for your own siblings, because I mean, your parents, if they are good ones, must have invested.
Ashley, let me give you my phone. Did Google bring something back when I search Oloko Boys? Yes or no?
That's depressing.
Oloko Boys, they did have been all day. Thank you. Continue. So you say who they go, Oloko Boys?
Oh my God.
Go ahead, my dear.
So it's important that you have that empathy and understanding, even though that you should check a lot of things. There are many things that must come into play, you know, as regarding how you should contribute. Loads of times, we are not open about many things. Number one that would be on the list for me is, as you maybe leave school and begin to make something of your life, financial planning is critical. It's not something that is very mainstream in this part of the world. We don't plan like that. Our reality plans for us.
True.
You know, but if you find the consciousness to plan, right? It's funny that right now, because opportunities are shrinking, a lot of things are shrinking, people are beginning to plan. And then people are beginning to consciously ask the question, what is too much? What is too little? What do I need to reduce consciously? And stuff like that. So for someone who has the privilege, let me not call it misfortune, the privilege of having younger siblings that you might need to contribute to their own forward movement, financial planning is critical for you. You need to be able to divide your resources or your income into different pockets. Like, what type of needs do you have? Which of the needs can wait? Which ones can wait?
Ashley.
Which of these needs are just luxury that, you know, you can literally walk over? I'll give you an instance, the Oracle.
All right.
If a thirsty person does not need a beverage, what she needs is water.
True.
But there are lots of times when people who are thirsty invest in beverage more than they invest in water. Right? So, for someone who you know that you're faced with this type of reality and you're consciously trying to reduce pressure, one of the things that you should do is financial planning. But there are many other things that you can do. Right? There are loads of other things that you should do. But one of it is you need to plan your income and be able to, you know, say to yourself what is important. Because there are times when, do you know this thing that happens, that sometimes it looks like, and forgive me for using our dear opposite gender.
Women?
Yes, women.
Are you talking about women?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just check it.
It be like, say, sometimes, say, an operational word, it be like.
I thought it was people that identify as women, but go ahead.
Operational word, it be like. It seems as though the moment where woman see money for your hand, needs go just begin pop out.
Oloko girls.
Like, needs just begin to pop out from everywhere. Like, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that.
Yeah.
It looks like there's just an agenda to finish that money.
Many women will find a way to match resources with needs.
You know, so, but now, financial planning helps you check it. Which of these needs can actually wait? Oh, we need beverages in this house, but we still, can you wait? What is our priority as at today? What do we need? Gas has finished. That's a priority in the house, right? But sometimes to pay for cable TV might not be the priority at the time.
Very true.
That can wait. But loads of times, they can put all that pressure on you. Say, shawarma, they hungry me, but there's no water in the house. We need to buy water for dispenser, you know, and all of that type of stuff. But someone is prioritizing that they need shawarma.
There's mayonnaise in shawarma, right?
Say again.
There's mayonnaise in shawarma.
Yes.
That's a fluid now. It will suffice. It's not solid. You can wash down things. I wish you all the best. I understand what you're saying, and I think you're trying as hard as you can to be a disciple of, you know, you just want to be the good guy, the person who preaches one love, let's all do this.
See, Jericho, the thing is, I've talked about, you know, how there's some obligation that you have, right?
Yeah, what's the level of obligation? When you say some, to what extent?
That's why I'm saying that you might now need to define, based on your own peculiar reality, what is it that I'm able to give, right? So for some people, I have this my guy who you can go and lend this from, right? You're not giving money, but you have a place that you can send a sibling to where they can learn something and begin to find a way to also make something of their life.
But what we need right now is school fees for 7 children.
You can't do 7.
You can't lend something.
Besides, you know, I was saying that there are a couple of things that you can do. One of which I've mentioned, which is to have a financial plan around your income.
Okay.
The other thing I want to speak to is have open communications about what you can do and what you cannot do. Say no in your house without needing to over-explain why you are saying no. Right? So that it's important that you do that. There are people that I know who they would never tell you how much they are earning. And it's not because they don't want to.
Yeah.
But they don't just want the pressure that comes with that knowledge. So the end of the month is approaching. People around you are beginning to make plans about the money that is coming into your hand. Not their own money. Your money. They are making plans around that. That's why you need to have a financial plan. What are the things that I need to do, maybe for my siblings or for my parents, that cannot wait? If they don't have food to eat in the house and they also have to go to school, which one should wait? That school go wait, maybe they eat first. And for now, what I can afford is to pay for food. So the school would wait. So having that open conversation is important. So you don't take a lot of pressure on your, put a lot of pressure on yourself, and then you're stressed out, and then maybe at some point you feel give up the ghost.
Yeah, I mean it's the worst case scenario, which hardly ever happens, but it's not out of reach. It doesn't mean it cannot happen. You see, the thing, Ashley, is while I am a messenger of hope, and by hope I mean telling people no, sometimes it's not very easy to pull it off, especially when you're dealing with family. It is important that we understand how much we should give a person to handle, how much of a burden, and for them to get to the point where they have to lay down the rules and draw the line. For example, I have a car. You know my car, Ashley. When we're talking capacity, you know how many people that car can take at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you put this number of people in the car, no problem. Imagine if you now give me 8-10 people to take inside my car. The only way to pull that off would be to go twice. But if you put them at once, something will happen to that car. Now, capacity. Can I help to lift some burden? Of course I can. But you have parents who maybe give birth to 9 kids, and the firstborn left home, became something. And all of a sudden, mommy is putting the burden of, let's say, maybe 7 children's school fees on this one guy. And when you want to complain, they say, you understand now, you know as it may be. That is insensitive. The car this guy has can only take so and so. And you see, the definition of black tax, which I gave earlier, is disposable income. The people who wrote this thing obviously did not come to Nigeria. They looked at it from, the money that this person can do away with, can do without, rather. That's what they use in trade. In Nigeria, they are looking for the one you can do without and the one you want to do with.
True.
So this is the issue. How much of a burden are people placing? I might understand that I have an obligation to family. And even if nobody tells me, of course I know to support home. It's how we behave here. But what if home is asking for too much?
So Jericho, you know, I've talked about financial planning, which is your personal prerogative.
That's for you now.
Yes, you're personally as a person, you need to plan that.
That's right.
Regardless of who is putting what demand on you. Because at the end of the day, you go do it if you do.
True.
Right? Then, the open conversation part. Personally, I'm big with that as well. To say that, see, I know that at the end of the month, what I can bring to this house to support you guys is 50K.
Ashley, but we know you are earning $2,000 monthly.
That's the point. That's the pressure that you put on yourself.
By
going to announce to them.
No, you didn't announce. We found out.
That, you see that stupid testimony that people go and give? It does not make any sense. Don't worry, it's not helping anybody. Right? You can testify that you got a good job. Right? Leave the amount. Don't go and put that pressure on yourself.
Ashley, what was the idea?
You know, I got a six figures job. Now people are sending you requests from all corners and you're surprised. See, the Oracle, the next thing I want to speak about when it comes to managing this black tax situation is education.
Okay.
Educating those involved that, see, this car, in case no fee take more than four extra people. One person in front, three at the back at most. Two people will not share this front seat. The car is not designed to carry that much load. All right? Education is important because people can assume that, okay, maybe ego, but ego fee carry, and would they see him now? After all, taxi people, they do. This car no be taxi. And education would now lead us to...
You get what you're saying?
Education would now lead us to self-care.
That's right.
You also need to prioritize self-care. It's not something you can take for granted. You need to prioritize self-care. So, educating them that, see, I need to let you guys know on what I can take, right? This is, I can take blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Because I'm also a human being. Not only who gets blood, they donate blood. Right?
Word.
So if I don't have blood, what am I going to donate to you?
Ashley, please hold on. That's a moment.
Ordinamata Equifionu, Ojefie Mogo, incumbent traditional prime minister, His Royal Highness, Igwe Doctor, Honorable Engineer, Pastor, His Excellency, Ambassador, Igwe Uwezuoke, Eze Onyeme Pimunkizizi, African tallest man, Otu Onyene Kumulua, Osisi Kanku, Okuro Oka, fine man without pimple, Onatara Dike Mwankembo, Okuro Ora, Dike Ligarevi, Otibu Dimba.
Yes, indeed, that was a moment. It was important to recognize greatness when you feel, see, and understand it. So Ashley just, dropped a quote. You cannot donate blood if you don't have blood. Wow, wow, wow. Word. Please go ahead, sir.
So at the end of the day, educating them to understand that this is how far I can go.
Mm.
And I also need to take care of myself. I need to rise. Because my rising would mean a little bit more ease for you guys. So if everything that I'm supposed to invest back in my own personal growth is coming to you, it means that growth is stunted and at some point, we all run out of blood. I don't have,
Ashley.
And you know what follows?
We both go to church. We have lived through countless testimonies in church.
Mm-hmm.
What is the idea behind a testimony? If a person comes out to testify to God's goodness, what's the plan? What are they hoping to achieve? Why were testimonies created or invented? Why do people give them?
In my culture,
okay,
people don't even know why they give them.
Okay,
I'm
sure you know.
It's become more like tradition, right? Not because, see, Jericho, to be honest with you. There are examples of testimonies in the Bible. Somebody was healed, and Jesus says, go and testify.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no account of anybody buying property. There's no account of anybody getting a job and having to go and testify. You now come out in church and say, Omo Chineke.
Ashley.
I just want to say that, you know, after 7 years of experience in Nigeria. Sorry. After 7 years of experience in Nigeria, I've just landed my first remote job.
Okay.
And it's paying in seven figures.
Ashley.
You said that. Pastor is like, wow. This is our building project. God works in mysterious ways. And here I was.
Ashley.
Thinking to myself, how are we going to pull this off?
Ashley.
Sir.
You are testifying to God's goodness in your life.
Yes. Healed is the problem.
Healed from sickness is God's goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Got a job after years of unemployment is God's goodness. So stating that acquiring property, getting a new job, does not quite qualify is discriminatory.
No, it's not that it's not goodness. My challenge is, does it qualify as testimony?
Of course it does.
And who should you be testifying to if it qualifies?
Out of the dunghill.
Right?
You have seen a lot of...
See, Jericho, if I come and tell you now that Baba CEO, see what don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just got this job. It's $50,000 per annum.
Praise Master Jesus!
You know, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know that knowing you, you'll be like, okay, so I trust that you're going to, you know, do a couple of things better, make adjustments in few areas. It will now be, if you can't see, say, man, actually don't go buy Benz.
Yeah, well,
you begin to think to yourself that
$50,000 a year is just a little over $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
And $4,000 at the current rate, how much does the dollar swap for? Is it 700 or 800? Let's use 700. Let's just pretend that we are there. That's 2.8 million every month.
Okay. I now go and buy Benz.
Yeah, you can pull that off on that salary. Yeah.
Remember that car is supposed to, at least at first, as you're rising, be a service and necessity, not a luxury. So I now go and buy a luxurious car.
You're not serving. 2.8 million a month is not, that's not serving.
Okay, now.
There's nothing
serving. We are going there. We are going there. So, next week, you receive billing. First of all, pastor calls you and says, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected.
That's right.
Say, as God blesses you, God raises you to raise others.
Indeed. Which
in
is
this
true.
House, God has raised you.
Mm.
It's funny that in that moment, no one is really taking account of your financial obligations at home. What is supposed to happen? How many people are going to be putting their eye in that money?
Mm.
So pastor says, you know, we have this project and believing that you would be so kind to contribute. And of course, out of the goodness of your heart, you want to support God's work. So you would do that. You get home. Your mother is now telling you that, say, my son, I see the goodness of God. I've been praying, and God has answered me.
But she has been praying.
I've always known that God will lift you.
Oh, my.
Because these your siblings. They have suffered.
They have sentenced.
You know, we are all in this Nigeria.
They have sentenced.
You know who is occupying the seats of authority in this land.
Oh, my goodness.
You know. And now God has lifted you out of the dunghill. Now, I believe you will hold your own younger siblings by the hand.
That's right.
And also help them rise.
You can even carry them on the neck.
Right.
Lift them up.
Going to Nkpolu girls.
Put for your Oloko boys, please. Is it Oloko?
Or Rumeme girls.
Mm.
So now that God has helped you, I'm trusting that you will now send them to a good private. There's one I found. The school fees every term is about 300. You know, they speak Queen's English. And ask the other kid. You need to hear Adama's daughters, the way they speak. I'm sure your siblings, they are brilliant. So now, 2.8
only.
Don't they turn to 500k? And you won't marry. And you will need to rent an apartment.
Indeed, you do.
And you will need to set it up.
That's right.
And you need to cater to your family.
You do.
Or let's say you're married already. And you have one or two kids, you would have to sustain that family as well. So you see, you've overpronounced your own arrival. And now you have to suffer the consequences.
So you're painting the worst possible scenario, right? Worst case.
No, the oracle is the principle of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
That people overemphasize their positions. And when pressure begins to come as a function of all that they've declared openly, they now begin to feel like, when I won't kill me. But now you put yourself for that exact position.
Okay. So let's say
the Bible encourages you to learn how to keep mute. The Bible even says that a foolish man, when he keeps quiet, is considered wise.
But you spoke in God's house now. You wanted people to help you, thank God.
Anybody need
to,
okay, you can go and say that you got a job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go and start talking about how much.
Explaining the magnitude of the job got.
So that they'll begin to look at you differently.
No, it's not looking at you differently.
That's what you think you're not doing.
Until
that becomes the reality.
We're unemployed for 7 years and you got a job that pays you 10K. It might not feel testimony, you know. It has to.
So you see that.
That information
is sponsored by poverty.
It's supposed to.
Need to know.
No. It is the need to give thanks to God. Because the end game is Thanksgiving. So unemployed for 7 years and now you've gotten a job that pays 10K?
Let me ask you this, Jericho. Mm-hmm. If a person in church testifies of being saved,
mm-hmm.
their mind or heart being sanitized from bitterness,
mm-hmm.
and so somebody also comes to testify of landing a 7-figure job,
mm-hmm.
which one do you think will get the better applauding?
The 7-figure now, within concern of
you, that person who was saved from bitterness, do you think anyone would the testimony will make any sense?
What you concern us with your bitterness? Are we the one that says you be bitter? Somebody has landed something here. You say you're bitter. Please shift.
You see now that I'm not the one drawing the lines for these testimonies.
It's
the same church people.
It's evil to be bitter.
They're the ones who are disqualifying testimonies.
You don't know. No, we're not disqualifying.
So it's my prerogative to decide. This is my testimony. Who should I give it?
There's no task force on testimonies here. What we're trying to say is, I get you, Ashley. Of course, I'm deliberately trying to be Sam Orokochinedu. Here's the thing, right? And I understand that you were speaking to the principal. And I must say this because it is the absolute truth. There are lots of pastors that may not, come to the point where they're now saying, oh, brother, this one, that one. Because again, that's not how they roll. But yes, you would have drawn unnecessary attention to yourself. Emphasis on unnecessary. And it's something you could have avoided if you had, rephrased your testimony and just giving out the important bits, which is once you were unemployed, now you have a job.
Jericho, do you know how... Sorry to coach you.
No problem.
But I'm sure that this will resonate with you a lot. How do you see people respond when they are not sure how much you have, but you're able to show up for them? As against them maybe calculating that, okay, you should be getting around maybe $3 million a month, and then I have this need and you gave me $5,000.
That's a very good question. The appreciation would be higher for the person whose finance you know not of, but who is able to, help.
Support you.
Yeah.
So you see, we are the ones a lot of times setting ourselves up. I was telling Khaled on Sunday that have you ever considered how the Bible would say that you should be as gentle as a dove, but as wise as a serpent? Have you seen the serpent move before? Do you know what it means? Or do you just see that thing and take it for granted? It says that you should be as wise as a serpent. You have to be sleek with your movement. That's what it means. You have to really consider a lot of things that you do and ask yourself, why am I doing this thing? Is it important? Is it necessary? Do I have to set myself up like this? Honestly.
We have to give God praise.
How does me coming out to say that in this country I don't see shege? but God came through for me. After many years of staying at home, now I have something doing. That's just enough. I don't have to paint you one robust picture so that if my relatives, my family people, they there, as I reach out, I say, guy, how far now? Show boys love. Show us love now. What's in the happen? Oh, you don't get a job. Then next thing, people don't debil you. Do you know how I hate for people to see me differently? On the basis of, let's say, there are people that I feel sorry for. And Jericho, I kid you not, there are people that I feel sorry for. You see these people who like to be celebrated in open places. For instance, in churches. You like to be the guy that everybody says he gave 10 million. So in our circle, I'm just Ashley, right? The person that everybody relates to normally. Then they now call me out that I gave 10 million in church. Then all the people that used to see me and say, Ashley, how far? Now call me chairman. They now treat me a certain type of way. You cannot tell that they are careful how they talk to me. You know, they are no longer as free as they used to be.
It's about status.
Because they feel that. But without that knowledge, I would have been the same guy. Without any pressure. So I feel like when it comes to black tax, this is part of what we do to ourselves. We over-communicate things that we have no business talking about. Should you not tell them that you got a job? You should. You should testify to your family. At least they should be the first that you testify of the goodness of God to. And I'm not saying that maybe if you have a wife, she should not know how much you're earning. That's not what I'm saying. If that's what rocks your boat, then do that. But you see extended family that are the ones who are supposed to be affected by your disposable income, which is supposed to aid some areas of your life for growth, you now go and overshare. Now they are thinking, okay, if in they make 2 million at the end of the month, in tight, now 200K, meaning you get 1.8.
That's right.
And in don't tell us, say, the school when picking they go, now 250. The lesson now 50K. Meaning they still have 1.5. How much big gas?
Wow, wow, wow.
How much did they buy fuel?
Wow, wow, wow.
What type of DSTV do they use?
Lord have mercy.
It's easy to say they don't do other maths, right? But people estimate in their head how much they think is left of the money you're earning. That's in the case that you tell them.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, if this guy is responsible, there's no way he should be doing 1 million from his 2 million every month. So he should have a lot left.
Yeah.
So what should 50K be? If I come and tell you now that, bros, I beg, I really have this challenge, you know, the kids have to go back to school, and you're telling me that you don't have 50,000 to give me. But you're earning 2 million, sir. How don't you have 50K? That's how you become a wicked man in the neighborhood, though. See that my brother wicked.
I have 50K, but it's not for you.
So that's the thing, educating them, emphasizing your own personal care, you know, and finding other ways to aid them that is different from the Oracle. See, this thing that we're talking about is actually deep, because lots of times in our culture, right, there are some people who like to be looked up to.
Yeah.
They like to be needed. They like that in their house. I was telling someone once, so this person in their house, they had a need, and this person has some money. So until they had run out of all their supply, the said person now shows up and does a few things in the house. And I'm like, I see what you're doing. You're making an important statement here. You want for them to see you as important, for them to treat you a certain way. That's why you wait for them to run out. But then don't they suffer? So that you show up as the Messiah, you know? I'm the provider. And when you put yourself in that type of position, they are now finding every way under this God's green earth to milk you. And you feel burdened. But now you set yourself up. You like the title. You like that they hail you. Hey, they treat you like, say, chairman, don't come. Well, I had this friend. When we were all in Lagos together, then he moved to Abuja. Then that year, Christmas, he got a job with some man who they used to know from church. The man moved to ABG and asked them to come along. So my guy came back. That was the year that CBN dropped the 15 naira notes, when they change the 15 naira note to the, you see the polymer, these notes that we are now using, right?
Yeah.
This boy, anything where they talk, he go drop bundle. That 15 naira notes, he used to drop them in bundles. Say, oh, we need to do, he will just drop 20K. Like that. That's how he was dropping money. Then later I seen, oh, anything happen for this house, they go call me. But guy, now you cause them. Nobody you go there, they show say you don't arrive. Now, because you get a few bundles of new notes, they go to show yourself. Now, everything will happen. They go call you. There are some people who intentionally create scarcity for themselves so that you will not put any pressure on them.
That's right.
See, right now, I don't think I can do it. The money I have right now is already set aside for something. I don't think that I can do this thing you need me to do now. So, this is not because you're not doing anything. There are people who are outright stingy. Yes, we know. Every time they don't have. Every time you can see that they are boiling. This one, I know. You know how you have a need, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're with, say, your uncle. And you're not even asking him. You're just talking about what need you have. Let's say you need to buy textbooks for school. And you're just talking about, oh, I just came back from school. I need to buy blah, blah, blah. And he's telling you that, see, right now, you get hard things, deal, things hard, right? And he say, Abeg, enter Kamu, go. These children, they say they want chop suya. You guys go out, he buys suya 5K. He now says, let's go by the supermarket. I need to buy, he buys 2 croaker fish. And he's buying stuff. By the time you guys are done, Baba has spent over 50,000. And what you need is 7K. And he has just told you that he doesn't have money. That things are hard.
That's what he said. He said things hard.
Now, because of maturity and understanding that the money will be your own, you should not be angry.
Yeah.
You behave yourself. But you also know, you can see what is happening. There's no way it doesn't register in your mind that what I need is 7K. This guy could have easily done it. Even if he decides not to give me 7K, if I say, okay, take 2,000 or take 3K. But he says, I don't get. And he's spending money in front of you, no balling. And the painful thing is you have to watch him spend all that money. And then when they get home, they ask you, go chop suya. And you don't know how to answer. Because if you say no, they will say the best. So you have to just behave yourself. So it's also important that we educate our families and let them know not to be entitled. Right? The money is not your own.
Yeah.
All of these things are important. It's important that we are checking ourselves all around. Which one are you sponsoring by your behavior? What can you manage? What do you need to be open with? I beg you, this thing, I'm not earning that much. Right? For this type of pressure you guys are putting on me, I'm not earning that much. I don't have that much money coming in, so I can't handle these things at this time. It's important that we are talking like that. Then it's also important that we find a way to break the generational traditions. That one is critical as well.
Mm-hmm.
That we break these patterns of entitlement. It's now your prerogative to... From where I am, there are people who they don't even have... Then they Lagos. They discuss with their friend. Every time you're asking them for fees. They don't even have anything going, right? And just because they would, you know, do anything to find a way to send money for food, you now think you should also add fees. And lots of times people will keep quiet, they won't say anything.
Yeah.
But you need to say, see, as I did like this, you're not pure like that though. Right? You're not pure like that.
All right. Spoken like a true Ashley. I'm asking important questions. I believe you have the answers. Are you under obligation to raise your younger siblings? What are the terms and conditions of the arrangement of black tax? The income that goes to upsetting bills for parents, siblings, friends, and even extended family, because you are in a better position. Call me and tell me. 0817923-0002. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Jessica, calling from South Africa.
All right, Jessica, go ahead.
That thing you used to play for Ashley, that thing, praise that they used to pray someone. Eh?
Guess who?
After it has finished playing, can you please add one? Because there's nobody like Ashley again.
That's true. That's very true. Thank you, Jessica. I will play it now. I'll play it now. It doesn't matter how many times people request for that. I always play it. Thank you, Jessica. I'm glad that you see what I'm seeing. You hear what I'm hearing. You know, I can't overemphasize. It's not possible to hype this guy to a point where he doesn't live up to the hype. It is impossible. But enough of the talk, Jessica. This is what you've requested for.
Incumbent traditional prime minister, His Royal Highness, Igwe Doctor, Honorable Engineer, Pastor, His Excellency, Ambassador, Igwe Uwezuoke, Eze Onye Mepimu Nkizizi, African tallest man, Otu Onye Nekwomu Olua, Osisikanku, Okuru Oka, Fine Man Without Pimple, Onatara Dike Mankembo, Okuru Ora, Dike Ligari, Otibu Dimpa.
Ash, do you understand how important the conversation we're having tonight is? It's very important.
It is important.
There are many people in this position that need to break free. But a person looked through all of this and called to request that we play what is befitting to you. That tells you that this is more important
than being watched.
You understand? Than the conversation. He doesn't care if people are dying because they cannot treat, they can't do their family this thing. It's not our business. Ashley's need to be, that is, to be honored is bigger than your financial burden. If you can't carry your family's problem, your business.
I'm grateful because there's only one oracle in this room.
This is a very small room. This room is not big. Jessica called, and that's what she asked for. Why would I not honor that request? Hello? Oh my. If K is not taking another person will request, and if the person does, you know they had me. Hello? What's actually going on? All right. So let's see. So many things have changed with me. Okay, this is from the previous conversation. I don't know if I joined late or not. I hope Ashley was welcomed properly. Greetings to both of you. TM from Oyibo. You hear him? Thank you very much, TM. He was welcomed properly. I can still do it if it's required. And this one says, let the bitterness breathe. That's when we're talking about a person who a person who has been saved from bitterness. Sam, it's now I understand to be uncle, no easy. I feel obligated though. That's why I'm hustling. I beg. Who they hype for background for that Ashley intro, my dear. It's the why is okay. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good morning, sorry, good morning.
Yeah. Is it morning already?
It's morning, my brother. It's morning.
Yeah, you people are doing well.
That's how we roll. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Imo State.
All right, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, these are the realities of the 21st century, but I'm going to modify some of the things your young pal is saying. I know. Add some experience to it.
Okay.
The background is that this is in our culture. From where we are coming from, we live a communal life.
Mm.
Here in Igbo land, here in Nigeria, here in Africa. And then civilization has thrown us into a system where individualism now rules over communal life.
Mm.
And that is the conflict of the 21st century in Africa. And those who have brought us the individualistic system have a system that is working. A system that will take care of the people who are, you know, the great capitalism where there is a breakneck competition. Then the system takes care of the weak. So you don't have to do the work of the system. You do yourself. The system takes care of those who need help. So now we are stranded because we don't have a system that works. We don't have a system that takes care of the things of the people. We now have individualistic, our communal life has been broken, and we don't have a system that is backing us up. And that is the fact that people are stranded in Africa. Now, let me comment about your testimony angle. Now, first of all, let me look at it from the perspective of the pastor.
Okay.
You know, there is a difference between world economics and the kingdom economy.
Okay.
The kingdom economy is not looking out for himself. He's not looking at the profit. He's not looking at his... he's looking out for all. He's looking out that God brings the case ready to give all. The currency in the kingdom economy is faith. It's operating by faith that if I give all, more will come. This does not make sense in the world economy. So you now want to situate yourself whether you are going to lean to world economics or to kingdom economy. You cannot operate in kingdom economy if your faith is low, because the faith is currently there. Now, the testimony thing is in two ways. Yeah, you see the rich man who worked and made it, got success, he now climbed at the top of his skyscraper, and he now says that now I have a life. Now I can flex. And God said, you fool, tonight you are going. You see, and we also see Mephibosheth, who was brought from nothing and now in the kingdom, in the king's palace. But we also see Job, who was also in a living large, and that attracted the attention of the devil. You see, so this is how it is. We need a lot of wisdom to exist in Africa in the 21st century. Like I said, where the system is not taking care of the weak, and the extended family, the communal life has been broken, and we are now a people stranded. I don't know whether I'm making any sense.
Yeah, we understand you. We don't agree with all of it, but we understand.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, wonderful analysis, and I get the point. In countries where, according to him, the system is working, it might not be important for black tax to apply. Now, this is where I disagree. Do you know that a system working that you speak of, one of the many examples is old people's home, right? So right here in Nigeria, it is a sacrilege to imagine that your father or your parent is kept. In fact, we don't even have enough old people's home. But let's talk of the few states. I know there's one in PH where there actually is a home for the elderly. If your father is there, the first thing people will say, family no day.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Exactly. You see, but even in those climes where we claim that things work, do you know that keeping your parents there is a form of punishment? Now, I want you to listen to the context of conversations. Most times, when it feels like a parent is harsh on their kids, and the most popular example will be Asian parents. Asians are the ones that push their kids to limits that sometimes you would hear people in those parts of the world use things like, this man wants to end up in an old people's home. What they are trying to say is, this child will turn around and not care for you when you get old.
Yeah.
So the system that you claim that works, which it does, by the way, let's not kid ourselves, it does work, which is why caregiving job is one of the biggest in, you know, different parts of the world, because there is a system that looks at the elderly. The best way to go is for old people to be cared for by and in their family, regardless of the country, regardless of what taxpayers' money can deliver. It is always better to have a family look after their own, and the person, whenever they are ready to go, dies at home. So that's the first thing. Secondly, we are communal people. Agreed. And it's wonderful that we are. It takes a village to raise a child. There are so many quotes and examples of how in this part of the world, you know, a lot of collaboration is involved. But as a communal people, where do we draw the line? When can I boldly say I have exceeded my limit? If you open your bank app, depending on the bank you use, there's a daily limit for transfers. It is the same way that we have a limit of burden that we can carry. While we are communal, no argument. I was raised by my father, my uncle, his cousin. If you want to really know how many people raised the child, come out on the girl's traditional wedding. All the uncles that claim, ah, that day I was one that gave you water, they will come out and come and prize, bride prize. But at what point do you say, thank you very much for raising me, but all of this load, I cannot carry?
Chiruku, you know that loads of times people, it depends on where people join the conversation from, you know, and what they heard at that point, and I'll make their conclusions from that. But let's even talk about a system that works, and let's not talk about it in the broader sense of the society at large. Let's talk about building a system that works from the family level.
Yeah,
right. How do I build it if all of what I'm receiving as income also has to go out? How do I build the system? Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to rise, and because you have Chukwuma, your younger brother, and other siblings, you want at least, for starters, pull Chukwuma along. You don't want to take on Chukwuma, Andrew, Caleb, Sandra, all at once.
Yeah.
To the point where, at the end of the day, all of you cannot get anything done. So you want to start building this system by taking it one step at a time. Okay, I can find a way to pay this guy's fees. This is the one I can handle at this point. While I'm trying to also invest in other areas of my life, and so that I can be able to do more. So as you grow, you see a system in that family is booming as well, to the point where you now become a successful person and you can afford to. And by this time, Chukwuma is also growing as well, so you can take up a couple of other things. So now we can buy, say, a car and use it for e-hailing service.
Yeah.
And we are doing this because we need for this to cater to the needs of Momsi and Popsi in the house. We are beginning to come up with contingencies to help us. That's building a system.
It is.
But if I take on a lot of burden that I can't even sustain my own personal life, not to talk of the life of my siblings and the entire family, how is this system going to work? So it's not like people are not looking to be communal. It's that you need to first rise, right? Then as you're rising, you're pulling others along. That's how it works. But loads of times, people are asking you to take on more than you can take on. The Bible says, who is the man who wants to build a house who would not sit down and first of all count costs? Would I be able to finish? And in that experience, he did not say do it by faith. And this is not to discount the place of faith. If you're a Christian, it's impossible for you to live a life that is void of faith. But it's also important that you take into account what you're about to embark on.
Very important.
So lots of times people make it seem like, oh, we are communal people, so that means, you know, you have to be just, come on now. The Bible, do you know that when the Bible says there is he that withholds more than his meat, meaning that you should withhold something, but don't withhold too much. The Bible encourages, is it not Pharaoh that had a dream and God gave Joseph interpretation and gave him wisdom on how to manage the resources? Meaning they had to save some.
Yeah.
But today they will say we are communal people, just bring a mulch up on at once. No, that's not how it works. In the beginning of this conversation, we talked about how we owe our families an obligation to aid them in some way.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean that you now overload yourself because you have to. That's not what it means.
Okay.
So let me hear what it means from this caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning, I'm calling Ashley. Good
morning.
I want to say a little about the testimony at issue.
What is your name?
My name is Bob.
Okay.
You see, the Bible operates on, let's say, two things, principle and purpose. When God said we should give testimony that in tribulation, he said they were coming by the word of that testimony and by the blood. When you give testimony, number one, you put the seal on that testimony. That is what said, one out of the 10 is acting to thank him after healing, 9 went away. You say you have made whole. That is a perfection. There's a whole summary. And put his seal on that testimony that you are bringing glory to God. Man has a motive, and God watches motive of whatever you do. Is it the glory to God or to get the glory of men? He gives testimony like you're talking about a man who gives testimony of the balance and a man who doesn't have a job. That was Peter said, not attract modesty, but it will save you a lot, because the Bible says that don't be bitter against your wife at home, because you're bitter against your wife, your heaven will be closed.
All right, Bob.
That will not attract much.
The focus is not on testimonies, and like my friend Ashley said, it depends on where you met the conversation. It is on black tax, which is the obligation to family, you know, for some financial commitment to help them get by. The testimony thing was just an example. Hello? Call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. A comment on WhatsApp reads, good morning, Sam and Ashley. You bet another person will request. The tongue style of the speaker in that rendition is truly ear-catching and captivating indeed. You guys are too much, Dr. Abo Karibo. Thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
Hello, you are correcting me now. Don't cut me off. Correct me if I'm saying the wrong thing, but not to cut me off. Okay, now.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. What's your name?
I called back. I called earlier.
Go ahead.
Please, I want to make an inquiry. When do you always have Ashley in the studio?
When do I have him in the studio?
Yes, when was the exact day and time you always have him in the studio?
When would you like me to have him? Let's start from there.
I don't know. I just noticed that I just heard from him for the first day this night. I want to know if you always have him always on one day night or any other day, so that we program my radio listening.
Okay. He joins me Mondays and Fridays.
All right. And again, I am a typical Igbo guy. That is a... That handbag that you used to hear him, I want to recommend two things you need to add. I don't know if you'd be willing to add to it.
By all means, we can add anything. As long as it's for Ashley, we can add as much as we need to.
Okay, I would like you to add Ogaga Gidi, one of Ikoro or Igbo land. I don't know where you're from, whether you're Igbo man or Ikoro man. And again, my little one, I mean, the title may not be enough for him.
Okay, there's no problem. Ogada Gidi. There's no problem.
Talking about, honestly, I must say, those who are sleeping right now, they may not really know what they are missing from the young man. I am really inspired. Talking about his teachings, I don't know where to start or where to comment, but all I must say is that I have really learned a lot for him this morning. And I want to ask you a question. He said there are some people who always like to show themselves off based on their financial aspect of their life. Mm. But God willing, I'm not a guy who show off.
I believe that whatever I cannot solve at the moment, I can solve it. Okay. If you think that I'm the only one who can solve it and I cannot look for SCA to solve it,
right.
I cannot break the back just because I want to satisfy you. That's my kind of person. But I am a guy who wants to impact people based on what I know intellectually. Just like in my church, I'm a youth member, set rate of my youth, so to say. But whenever I'm around, I only want to, based on what I know, I like to do research. I like to listen to radio stations and learn things and teach to them. So in a situation like this, I am a guy who wants to influence based on my intellectual capabilities. Is that a wrong thing to do? Because I'm someone, even if I have 100,000 in my account, you don't know. And if I have 0 account, you don't know. I always like to live my life based on how I want to do it. And I always, based on how I mean, let me just put it, based on how I want, just how I want to. You understand? So, but intellectually, what I know, upstairs, I don't keep it only to myself. I like to release to the public.
All right, very quickly, so we take other calls.
So
what is the question?
The question is it bad for me to relate to people based on what I have intellectually instead of what I have financially?
All right.
That's my question.
As she said, the question is for you. Oh, God, I get it.
So, for the record, it's Ashley. It's not together.
There's no problem. I will look for the sound.
So, see, Jericho, what I think is, and this is my personal submission.
Okay.
I'm not one who is big with always wanting to share, especially when you've not been asked to. What I mean by that is, I'm not interested in making an impression. Right? There are some times when, if you're not careful, you feel that you know, and you want to communicate it as much as possible. So every time you want your voice to be heard. But what I know is that preparation and opportunities work hand in hand.
That's right.
So if you're preparing yourself, you would have opportunities where you can share your knowledge. Right? And it's a good thing that you're not someone who, you know, wants to show that you have money. But when the need arises and there's a need you can meet,
you meet it, respond.
And move on.
Yeah.
Right? You don't need to show anything. Whether your knowledge or your money, you don't need to show any. Just be someone who is given to meeting needs that you can meet. That's just it.
Thank you very much. Spoken like a true Ashley. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good morning.
Sorry, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Michael Azara from Imo State.
Yes, welcome back, Michael.
You know, I would like to emphasize the fact that if the system is working, the black tax will be reduced drastically.
I agree.
Because in a situation where somebody will graduate, and after 5 years, he's still eating mama, thank you. In a situation where even you can't even get a good education in the, what did you call it, the boys' high school or girls' high school.
Yeah.
Because in a system that is working, there is, if you can, the one, the address to you there, even you can, even if you don't have money and you have brains, you have scholarships, you have stuff.
Yeah.
And then when you have all these things functional, the black tax is going to, because the guy that you are helping, if he's diligent, he's going to find his way.
True.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I completely agree with this particular position of yours. A functional system will reduce the burden.
True.
Right? Even though there's poverty in every part of the world, but at least if you have a system that encourages, that rewards, you know, hard work with some form of...
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. It would not be heavy. Thank you very much, Michael, for calling back. Good morning, Sam and Ash. I beg, I need you guys to help me. You get any way I feel deny Nigeria as my country officially? Nope. We can't help you with that particular request because this is a radio station that is licensed in Nigeria, operating in Nigeria, working with the regulators. You know, it's the authorities of Nigeria, so we definitely cannot help you denounce your citizenship. Hello?
Hello, Ash. Good morning.
Morning, it's Sam. Ash is right here. Please turn off your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam Barak. Good morning. And
Ash. Yes, very important. Very important.
Very, very important.
Yes, indeed.
Good morning.
What's your name?
I would like to put myself in this position of you guys. At a point in my life, they wouldn't even invite me or inform me about any event in the house until I got a car. And then the next day, there was an event. Mm. And the shame was really few and could be. You know, situation like that, family. I think whatever we do, we always find a way to collect from you whatever you do. But the ability of being a man and being how you handle the demand family brings, I think that's my take on it.
All right. Thank you very much. Your take is motivated by experience. Remember somebody called one night, I don't know if you were here, Ash, talk about his uncle that was constantly on his case, you know, disturbing him to do something. And I think he said he bought a vehicle for e-hailing. And the uncle, I can't remember how he...
sold it.
Yeah, he was...
And he sold the car he bought for them.
Yeah.
I remember.
And yeah, it's crazy. I think the entitlement of extended family members, you know, the confidence they have is something that needs to be studied. And it might be a confidence that I need. You see, because while I'm not discriminating against helping other anybody, you know, family-wise, I would expect that I hold a greater obligation to immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom and siblings, mom, dad and siblings, as against what it would be to uncles, aunties, cousins. What the way some uncles would just from nowhere just appear and say, ah, my dear. Finally, so we can sometimes get out of the studio.
Sometimes you know that he's also a parent who set us up.
Indeed.
There are times that, and this is from personal experience,
mm-hmm.
there's a person that calls you that you know that it was either your mom that has said, call him now, call him. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
And loads of times you're going to do it because you know one for your mama hand.
Right? Very true. Very true.
But you know that this person couldn't have just mustered the courage to call you on their own if somebody did not put them up to it.
Well,
somebody called me recently and said, I did do rag day. I'm wondering to myself, like, shit, <did it? laughs> God. Rag day don't go digital, like. Sorry.
No more gong gong. Oh my goodness. Oh, Lord of mercy.
Do rag day now with transfer. Wow.
Yes, yeah, so very important. It will suffice. It will definitely suffice. Okay. So final question. So we wrap up and leave. What happens when it transits to marriage? There are times where a person gets married and they're paying the tax of their partner. As a matter of fact, I know there was a time where men were giving their sons advice. Do not marry from a large family. Do not marry a first daughter with many younger siblings.
Sort of thing, yeah.
You know, because we would need you to build something for yourself. But if you have a wife who has so many brothers, you have to pay fees for this one. And I don't know if they give girls the same advice, but if your husband has so many siblings, the ones that will come and live in the house.
One that women really, really go for is, it's safer to marry a guy whose mother is late.
Yeah, I've heard of that as well.
So when I have mother-in-law palaver.
When it gets to the point where you have to pay the tax for your spouse, are the rules different? How is that approached?
So, Jericho, what I believe is, put all your cards on the table.
Okay.
Before you get in the situation itself.
All right.
Now, this is not to say that there would not be some sort of adjustment in the situation proper.
Mm.
But that the cards are on the table already, you know, helps manage the experience more than it would if you didn't put the cards on the table at all.
Mm.
Right? So if from courtship you already know that Ashley is not coming to inherit any family bills, right?
Mm.
Whatever I support with, you're grateful for.
Ashley.
Right?
Have you had the vow they take at the altar? Have you heard that vow?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Good. That vow is like signing or willing your life and destiny away.
To a person, not to their family.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you detach a person from their family?
Because it says that a man would leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife.
So the person's problem becomes your problem. I have seen a situation, and this was in the US, where a man was going to marry a lady. I think he married her. Then he realized that her student loan was through the roof.
Yo.
And she kind of expected her husband to support her. Let's even remove the kind of. It was normal for him to want to. That's his wife. Guess what? It led to a divorce. The man said, while I might be able to do this, I had no idea that you had this hanging on your head. It's something I was supposed to know. So I come to terms with how I can. But with this debt on your neck, it's almost impossible for us to do anything. So I can't deal. And I'm breaking up with you, not because I don't love you anymore, but this is information I think I should have gotten. So when you look at it like that, and then you remember the vow taking at the altar, I say the obligation is to her, not her family. When her family comes with those requests, the problem becomes hers.
Yeah, and when the problem is hers, my problem is that I don't meet those type of problem. And my problem is also your problem. And my problem also is your problem.
When it becomes her problem, it becomes your problem.
But we are sharing problems. I have my own problem, which is that this type of problem you have is not in my place to solve it.
You're trying to be logical, right? If last one has been thrown out of school, she's not a dropout, or she could be a dropout if we do nothing about it, and this young lady is bothered about it, as she should be. Honey, what's the problem? What's the problem? Sorry, honey, my sister, my younger sister. You don't turn to your problem now.
Jericho, this I can speak to from experience. I've been in a relationship where the situation wasn't as smooth as you would expect it to be.
Okay.
And there is a way that they look at you when you show up. This is even unfortunate because, I mean, the status I'm occupying at the time is just boyfriend. I'm not even like... never even, but it never passed like that.
They know the real you. They know what you're capable of.
But then, when some needs are mentioned in your presence,
mm-hmm.
you can almost tell that there's a way you're looked upon. Like, okay, you're supposed to shake body. But I know say Kolo they catch me.
You think we just mentioned this in your presence because
I know say Kolo. See all that need to perform. I don't have it.
Mm.
I don't have it. So this aside, What type of conversation do people have in their relationships?
Mm.
Right? What type of conversation? Did you meet her under the bridge and just decided to marry her? I mean, there are loads of things that you guys would talk about. You would observe each other. You would, they won't show you everything. You know, the Bible said, watch and pray. Meaning that as you're praying, also be opening your eye to be seeing things. And the ones where, you know, say, you know, align. The Bible, see, there are many things that we can leverage from the Bible. It says wisdom is profitable to direct. And wisdom is just simply the right application of knowledge. You know, say this bill, you know, if you meet her. Right? And if she's clear that, see, this bill will not become a pressure on us. Right? We are going to take it slow. And as God gives us grace, we'll support each other. That's fine. I'm not saying people should chicken out because maybe there's some obligation in someone's home. And on the basis of that, you think that there's nothing God cannot do. What God cannot do does not exist. Right? But the thing is, both of you need to agree. Two cannot work together except to be agreed. So both of you need to agree that, see, this challenge is not going to pressure us. I'm not going to come to a point where, you know where I am. There shouldn't be a time when I'm going to feel pressured because you're now frowning your face. You know, say, I have a course to write and I'm saving 300K to go and write it. But then there's your brother's school fees and you're angry that I'm not going to use my money to... Come on now. Come on.
All right.
So both of you should just be honest before you get in the marriage proper. Just be honest to yourselves.
Okay. Well, this is as far as the flight goes. He's not called Anuparungu for nothing. Once again, he strikes and he scores. Thank you very much, Ash.
Thank you, the Oracle, for the privilege.
Yes, the
it's
honor.
A pleasure staying in the presence of an Oracle.
I literally said nothing.
An OFR, for that matter.
I literally said nothing all night. I was just asking questions. So I have no idea where you're getting these ideas.
So you know, they are village oracles.
So I've heard.
Have you ever heard of the some oracle of the Federal Republic?
Yes, you talk about that particular oracle every time. I'm not quite sure.
Then go, you know, I'm always talking about that
oracle.
I'm
not quite sure who you're referring to.
Yes, Saul prophesied when he came in contact with prophets. What I enjoy is rub off anointing.
Okay.
Just sharing space and having mind share with you.
And I just use
and
Nivea.
People think they have sense.
It's Nivea I use. I wonder where you got the oil.
See, the oracle I've learned, when the going gets tough, the tough seeks collaboration.
There's problem.
And people will now think that you're smart. No, they be like that.
Actually, I want to change all our childhood quotes. Okay. I'm happy for you, sir. Please give us your social handles.
Baron Cash 8 on all platforms except TikTok, where it's 89.
Yes, indeed.
So BaronCash. Number 8 and then 89 on TikTok.
Yep. Mindshare with Cash is a series you definitely want to catch up with, because if you think you've heard the depths of wisdom on this show, go to Ashley's social media. Believe me, in a matter of minutes, you'll be preaching to your pastor. Oh, you have no idea. You will. I wish I can.
Did you know the nice thing? When they open my social media, the first place they'll see is yours.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. I don't know what I'm doing there. But I will see what I can do to get out of there.
Nice.
I will try to ensure that I'm missing in action. It's very important. All right. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms. With me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms as well. For Nigeria Info on Instagram and Threads, it is at Nigeria Info FM _PH. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, and thank you again. Have yourself a great night. We'll see you later tonight. Cheers.